Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1339 in the writing is Shiur number 491. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of learning the halachas of Negev Aser. So the question is, if one wakes up in the middle of the night and they hear someone else making a bracha, would you be allowed to say amen? For example, right, somebody, a husband, a wife or something makes ashiyatzar, and the other partner hears it, or a brother, a sister, whatever the case is. Are you allowed to say amen? You did not wash negavasa and the ruach ra is still on your hands. What would be the halacha? So lemaisa, the bottom line is one would be allowed to still say amen because of the fact that the fact that a person has ruach ra on the hands has nothing to do with saying amen. Amen, you're allowed to have. Okay, so we're going to see what to say a davar b'kedusha, for example, if somebody to make a bracha, so then you preferably to use water, but if not, midi de menaki, you could wipe your hands also. So that's a different issue. But as far as the ruach ra, it's a halacha of negavaser in the morning. But one would be, bottom line is, make a long story short, one will be allowed to answer amen. Another thing which comes up in the middle of the night, sometimes, many times one wakes up in the middle of the night and they would like to take a drink of water from they have a water bottle right next to their bed, right? So they want to take a drink from the water bottle. Now, the question is, one second, could I take a drink from the water bottle after washing negavasas? No. So the answer is you do not have to wash negavasas in order to take a drink from the water bottle. You have to make a shahakal on the water, right? Assuming that you're thirsty. Somebody's thirsty, you make a shahakal on the water. It doesn't matter during the day, night, middle of sleep, whatever the case is, if you wake up middle of sleep, you have to make a bracha. And if you drank the shir, you drank the right amount, roughly 3 ounces, Bechadesh Sias Revius, meaning in 2 gulps, or Bidiyevid on the 4 minute period, with water actually we try and keep it to within a 2 gulp period with a small pause in between. There are poskim who say that to go longer than that is problematic by water especially. By other drinks it's easier, so once you try and keep it to that, but be it as it may, so you have the roughly 3 ounces within 2 gulps, then you would have to make a bar in Fashais. And so on, like any other time that you make a bracha. For whatever reason, sometimes people are under the impression that at night it's a little bit different. The same thing with the bathroom. If somebody goes to the bathroom, you still have to make ashiyatzar. Some people ask sometimes, do you have to make ashiyatzar at night? Yeah, you go to, and every time you go, a person goes to the bathroom and something comes out, right? Whatever the case is, the Shulchan Aruch says even a tipa, even a drop, you have to make ashiyatzar. There's no, it doesn't matter at night, by day, whatever the case is. So that's a very important thing to keep in mind, and not to push it off, like we spoke about in previous year. Now, so the question is, they want to drink from the water bottle. So one does not have to wash negavasa to drink from a water bottle. Now, one should wipe their hands. One does have to wipe their hands full front and full back because of the fact that there's a question of nekias over here for cleanliness. The touch of covered parts of your body, a person sleeping. Mishbur says once a person sleeping in a bed, horizontal, right? They're sleeping horizontal, so they touch parts of the body. A person doesn't think what they're doing, so they touch covered parts of the body. They have to do what we call midi de menake, at least that much, to wipe their hands on a chair, on a mattress, a desk, and so on. And then they would be allowed to make the bracha. Now, I just want to stress the fact, Mishabura talks about one must be careful not to wipe you have to make sure to wipe the entire front and the entire back of the hand, right? The entire front of the hand, the entire back of the hand, and not just the fingertips. Some people are under the impression you just wipe the fingertips, you're good to go. It doesn't work like that. If one has an urge to relieve themselves at that time, so then they would not be allowed to make a bracha either. They would have to, until they actually make the bracha, they would have to use the bathroom and then make, in other words, the shahakal, I'm talking about the shahakal, they would have to use the bathroom, make the ashiyatzar, and then make the shahakal after that. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tov.